You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
How many odd socks do you think you have tucked in the drawer or sitting unclaimed at the bottom of the laundry basket? Well, it seems, Canberrans, that you have plenty of odd socks. You may have seen the coverage of this story on our 7pm ACT News or shared it on Facebook or heard the story when it first featured here on Saturday Breakfast some weeks ago. Cheryl Harris from Harrison and her two young daughters, Olivia and Emma, set out to try and save 10,000 unwanted socks from ending up in landfill. And they are nearly on target. Mum Cheryl and the girls join us now. Yuma, good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. What's the feeling at your place?
I don't know, Olivia. What's the feeling?
We're excited because we hit 10,000 socks.
Congratulations. What an achievement. How does it feel?
It feels really nice that we have achieved that many socks.
How are you celebrating, Olivia?
She's going to be counting socks and boxing them up.
Now, for anyone unfamiliar with this extraordinary story out of Gungahlin, how long has it taken to collect 10,000 socks and where are they going?
So we started at the beginning of the year, before we spoke to you, with about 1,500. In a couple of months, we've collected over 10,000 now. So thank you to you for the coverage. So they'll be boxed up over the holidays and sent to Apparel in Melbourne for recycling.
And how will Apparel use that textile material? What are you expecting they'll do with it?
They use it in various things. They can use it in the stuffing of dogs' beds or insulation of houses. The uses are so varied. But it does get used and all in Australia.
As you look back at the donated socks from Canberrans, have you got a feeling on where the largest, biggest donation came from?
It's mums that don't want to throw out their baby socks, without a doubt.
Wow. How have the girls been inspiring others to take part in this initiative, in their school community, their after-school community, Cheryl?
They've just been encouraging their friends to bring their socks in and reminding them to bring them in, but also reminding them that we're collecting other things now for recycling.
You've moved on. Now, last we spoke, Cheryl, it was dominating the dining room. You'd had to move out of that room of the house. How's it all looking at the moment?
It's looking like I am a hoarder. We've got lots of boxes of lots of things, just trying to work out how we can set up a community recycling centre or drop-off point in Harrison. So once we get that sorted, we should be able to clear out everything. What we're trying to do is have a community collection point at our house. So we've got lots of boxes at the moment of bits and pieces that people have dropped off. So we just need to try and sort those within our home and get them sent off to TerraCycle, and then we can start fresh within the home of collecting the community's hard-to-recycle items. I don't think I'm prepared to move off-site at the moment. That's a little bit daunting.
You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.